It is Friday, February 1st, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Fayetteville Window Washing, offering both residential and commercial cleaning services, as well as power washing, gutter protection, and more. Information is available on the web at FayettevilleWindowWashing.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, all of the Harry Potter books and movies condensed. Antoinette talks to the creative force behind the show Potted Potter. They'll be at Walton Arts Center later this month. Plus, the next step after more than 200 people met yesterday in Rogers to discuss making the region healthier.
Plus, Yuni Han, guest artist at tomorrow night's concert by the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra, sits down at the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway Piano at KUAF to give us a preview of her performance of Rhapsody in Blue.
First, yesterday, the National Labor Relations Board announced a temporary settlement of a complaint filed by retail giant Walmart against the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, alleging unfair labor practices. Walmart filed the complaint with the National Labor Relations Board in November, alleging United Food and Commercial Workers Union organizers working as the Organized United for Respect at Walmart, or Our Walmart, were staging national protests using disgruntled Walmart employees to build union recognition. David Tovar is the vice president of communications for Walmart.
Many of the union's demonstrations and pickets used before Black Friday were illegal. The unfair labor practice charge against the union will also remain in place for several months as part of this settlement to hold the UFCW accountable should it violate the agreement during that time.
UFCW contends Our Walmart is an autonomous employee rights group struggling to raise awareness about the company's low wages, poor benefits, and retaliations against associates who speak out. Walmart filed its complaint, hoping to block a planned nationwide Black Friday boycott last November. But NLRB stayed a decision. UFCW expected 1,000 protests to take place at hundreds of stores last fall, when in fact only several thousand Walmart employees and supporters turned out across several dozen stores nationwide, including a gathering in Little Rock. But David Tovar says the temporary settlement will prevent other such protests.
As part of this agreement, the UFCW says that it has no intent enforcing or requiring Walmart to recognize or bargain with the UFCW or Our Walmart as the representatives of its employees. And it has agreed to stop all picketing and confrontational conduct at our stores and other company facilities for at least 60 days.
In a statement issued late yesterday, Walmart thanked the National Labor Relations Board for its decision, saying it hopes the agreement will bring an end to what it says are unlawful union tactics, which they say disrupt customers as well as store associates.
A bill in the Arkansas legislature that would enact more restrictions as to when a woman could get an abortion cleared the state Senate yesterday. The Arkansas Heartbeat Protection Act passed the Senate by a vote of 26-8. The bill would make it illegal for doctors to conduct an abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. Republican Senator Jason Rapert of Conway introduced the bill. The bill will likely garner legal challenges if passed by the House, but Rapert says he is confident the bill could pass legal muster, citing the 1992 decision by the U.S. Supreme Court in the case of Casey versus Planned Parenthood.
In the Casey decision, it was stated clearly that a state has an interest in protecting a baby at viability. And so, as I've stated to you, viability now has been a moving target in this nation based upon medical evidence and medical technology. Therefore, I'm stating that it is very rational to say, knowing that there can never be a viable baby without a heartbeat, then we're stating when that heartbeat is present, there is life, and we shall afford protection to that life.
The next stop for the bill is in the House Committee on Public Health, Welfare, and Labor.
Bills that curb abortion rights and promote conservative ideology have become some of the hallmarks of the 89th General Assembly since Arkansas Republicans have gained control of both chambers in the state legislature. State Representative John Burris, a Republican from Harrison, is the chair of the House Public Health, Welfare, and Labor Committee. In an interview with Talk Business, Burris says bills that deal with reproductive rights and other contentious pieces of legislation are important issues that he says should be debated.
I mean, if we're not talking about the controversial stuff, what are we going to be talking about? The less important stuff. So I think it's absolutely the role of the legislature, especially the Public Health Committee. You've got 100 people in the House, 35 in the Senate, all have different passions and different views. I've been a guy that's really probably been more focused on the budget during my short time here, budget and taxes. And so that's a passion of mine, but you've got to wear many hats down here. And I think the social issues are still a pretty key component of that.
Representative Burris says there are legitimate concerns about a variety of social issues, and those discussions won't distract lawmakers from passing a budget, reviewing tax reform measures, and fulfilling other responsibilities.
As the legislature considers expanding Medicaid in Arkansas, an audit of the program will be released today. It was to come out in March, but some lawmakers have pushed for a preliminary report to be made public now. Roby Brock with our content partner Talk Business has more on what's expected.
I think this is going to be a very contentious report. I think it'll be very controversial, and I think that you will see probably some Republican legislators feel like it gives them a lot of ammunition to focus on the existing program and push off discussion of expansion. At the same time, I think you're going to see administration officials say this does not properly represent what's going on with the state's Medicaid program, and they're going to be very critical of the results and the findings. That's what we're seeing already in some of the crossfire exchange that's coming before the report even comes out.
The report includes data from a two-year period beginning in 2009.
The University of Arkansas has announced its mid-year fundraising total. Midway through the 2013 fiscal year, the university has raised nearly $61.8 million, a 15% increase over fundraising from the same time last year. The total amount includes outright gifts of cash, gifts in kind, planned gifts, and new pledges. And those gifts are slated to go toward academic and athletic purposes, such as scholarships, diversity initiatives, new construction, and renovation projects, the Razorback Foundation, and university libraries. The university says it plans to raise $107 million by the end of the fiscal year, June 30th.
The University of Arkansas in Fort Smith has posted enrollment numbers for the spring semester. As of the 11th day of classes, 6,589 students were enrolled at the college, with a full-time equivalent enrollment of 5,289. Those numbers represent a 2% decrease in overall enrollment and a less than 1% decrease in full-time equivalent enrollment over totals from spring 2011. Despite the slight enrollment decrease, the semester still marks the fourth highest spring enrollment figure in the college's history. In addition, first-time enrollments increased by 24%, transfer student enrollment increased by 23%, and international student enrollment increased by 11%.
The storms that brought tornadoes to parts of Washington and Crawford counties earlier this week also brought significant precipitation to the watersheds that feed Beaver Lake. Sean Harper is the operations manager for the Army Corps of Engineers at the lake.
Because the ground was pretty dry, a lot of this rainfall penetrated and soaked into the ground before it really started to run off a lot. But we did see that the War Eagle and the White River, I believe, came up significantly for a brief period. Those two main tributaries, along with other minor, lesser tributaries, were able to contribute some runoff. It did run off from these storms, and the lake rose pretty good, about a foot, I would think, roughly in that neighborhood. We would need several more of these types of events over the coming month or two, and even into the spring.
Although the rain only raised the lake level by about a foot, and the lake is still down by about 10 feet, he says that rains that raise the level incrementally are preferred to larger amounts of precipitation all at once.
However, there's no rain in the immediate forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows from 26 in northwest Arkansas to 30 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow with highs from 53 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 57 in the Arkansas River Valley. And mostly clear tomorrow night with lows from 27 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 31 in the Arkansas River Valley.